Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. From Iwo Jima to Kent State, 20th century photojournalism produced many iconic images. But as Andrew Mendelson, professor and chair of journalism at Temple University, explains, the ubiquity of the camera phone is altering our image of the profession.
Camera phone images, and the regular people who take them, have become an important tool for documenting news events big and small, and in many cases carrying a stronger sense of truth than professionally produced photographs. In my recent article, I examined the distinct histories of the aesthetics of snapshots and news photographs to help us better understand the nature of visual truth in a digital age. Historically, the aesthetics of snapshot photography seldom overlapped with those of photojournalism. Both forms of photography are highly conventional, with styles we know immediately as belonging to one or the other. For the most part, the aesthetics of snapshots were seldom used for interpreting public events for mass audiences. Snapshots reflect the untrained eye of most photographers, showing little consideration for formal composition and revealing direct and personal engagement between photographer and subject. The aesthetics convey a sense that viewers are seeing scenes directly through the eyes of a participant with little artistic planning or thought, and thus, little sense of intentional distortion. On the other hand, photojournalism's aesthetics reveal a more formal or institutional point of view, one that demonstrates less engagement between subject and photographer, a view of an outside observer. The two forms of visual truth, one detached, the other personal, are now clashing in the presentation of news. The aesthetics traditionally associated with snapshots are now a common vehicle for documenting events. The unskilled, poorly composed pictures are the new mark of truth for news images. Amateur photographers are the new documenters of news, speaking to and for power, through the authority of a vernacular or naive aesthetic. In contrast, the formerly objective aesthetics of professional photojournalists now seem too subjective, too constructed, too laden with artistic manipulation.
That was Andrew Mendelson of Temple University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I snatched a camera.